This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, a show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy.
Good afternoon and welcome to Well, Well, Well. This is Murray and I am joined today by the lovely Adam and Jesse from the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre.
And so thanks to Tim for the news and to Gazman for the morning show. So good afternoon, team. How are we all today?
Fantastic. Doing very well, Adam. Thank you. How are you?
Fantastic.
A bit dreary outside now.
It is a bit dreary. Yeah. I know, yeah. It was raining.
But it's expected.
Well, it's Melbourne weather.
It's Melbourne.
But hey, it's actually not as cold as what it should be.
No, true. It's not at all.
It was very balmy last night.
Yeah, it was quite balmy. I quite liked it.
It's
not too bad. So, welcome everyone. At Well, 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 we talk about any topics that have to do with the GLBTI community. We're all about sex, health and well-being.
And so each week, obviously, as if you haven't clued on already, we have three co-hosts and we'll be discussing with our guests a variety of different topics and sort of delving in a little bit deeper.
So today we're going to focus on the well-being side of the Well show, and we're going to talk about the events the Victorian AIDS Council hold every year, in particular our spectacular trivia extravaganza known as Short and Girly.
Oh, I love Short and Girly.
Oh, exciting. I haven't actually been to a Short and Girly, so it's going to be quite exciting. This year.
Well, yeah. Coming up, we will be joined by Janet McLeod, who will discuss exactly what to expect on the night.
And so, Jesse, how can people get involved with the conversation with us?
Okay, so if you guys want to get involved, there is a number of different ways. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. You can SMS to 0427 Joy 949. You can call 1300 Joy 949. You could email us at onair@joy.org.au, and you can even tweet us at Well 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 Joy. This is Well Well Well, and you're listening to Joy 94.9. We've got There You Go by Pink coming up.
I love that song. It's awesome.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Are you living with HIV or wish to support those who are? Your voice is important. Your action is necessary. Become a member of Living Positive Victoria, a community-based organisation that aims to educate, support and advocate on behalf of people living with and those affected by HIV. Together, we will advance the human rights and well-being of all people living with HIV. To become a member or to find out more, email info@livingpositivevictoria.org.au or simply visit the website livingpositivevictoria.org.au.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and today we are discussing well-being.
Hey everyone, so the Victorian AIDS Council each year hold a number of exciting events in the effort to raise awareness, educate and bring the GLBTI community together. Our next event will be Short and Girly Trivia Night, which is probably better known as a Short and Girly Comedy Gala. And to explain a little more about the event is the host Janet McLeod. Hello, Janet.
Woo! Yeah! All right! What about her? Woo! Oh, hold your applause,
well,
everybody.
Well, welcome, Janet, to the studio. How are you going?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thank you very much for having me in on Well, Well, Well. This is it, well-being. And one of the things that's essential to well-being, positive thoughts and, of course, laughter.
Absolutely. Yay! Can you tell us a little bit about this Short and Girly Trivia Night?
Okay, so get out your diaries, everybody, or get out your organisers or anything.
Or your phones, or your iPhones, or your Samsungs, whatever
or
it is.
Write this on your hand.
I'm writing out of my hand.
Saturday, June the 7th. This is it. It is the Short and Girly Trivia Night at the North Melbourne Town Hall. It'll be kicking off at 7 o'clock. And so it's a Trivia Night fundraiser. So we're raising some funds to help stage the Short and Girly Comedy Gala, which, again, for your diary, Saturday, October the 25th. And that's going to be at the National Theatre. It's going to be ace. But first of all, Trivia Night.
Trivia Night.
This is it. So what we want you to do is make sure you've loosened your purse strings, you've oiled your wallet so
of
they
course,
open very easily. It's look, this is one of the best social things to do. Trivia night is great. You get a bunch of mates together.
Yeah.
And you hit the bar because, of course, a little bit of alcohol will always loosen up your brain cells. Mm-hmm. Am I right? Am I right?
You're yes. right.
Yeah. Makes me think better.
Would like yep. to enjoy a drink or two. That's
well,
all right.
that's it. Look, I like to think that the weaker brain cells get killed off, so it makes the rest
survival
stronger.
Of the fittest, isn't
I
it?
I don't think that this is medically sound advice, so maybe don't. Anyhow.
Anyhow, trivia night.
Anyhow. So you get the tables of 10 cost $180
okay.
for a table of 10. And or if you don't have that many people that you want to hang out with, you can just buy a single ticket, which is $20.
Which and is perfect for meeting people.
Exactly. Absolutely. And so you get allocated onto a table of other fabulous people.
Oh, that
so,
sounds like fun.
So, you know, if you've got a group of four people that you, and you go, oh, look, we'd like to join up with somebody else, you can do that. And
or your $20 really ticket for a single might get you something else at the end of the night as well.
You never know.
It's a good $20.
It. Oh, absolutely. Look, this is way better value. And because you're going to be able to assess everybody over the course of the
absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely.
And you go, oh, you know
that'd
a lot about geography. Woo, that's hot.
Oh, yeah, you like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so speaking of that, Jen, so what are the kind of trivia questions? Not all geography, I hope.
Oh, no. Look, we'd be looking at general knowledge, movies, music.
Yes. Okay.
True or false. Let's see what else there'd be. Oh, look, you know, there'd probably be an element of sport for the sporty spices
okay.
out there. But some of those sport questions might involve, I don't know, Quidditch. so do not worry, nerds. You are fully catered for. No problem.
Absolutely. So I'm assuming that each table are a team and that's what you get
that's
allocated?
It. Yeah, absolutely.
So and it's just got over dinner or is that what's going on?
Well, they do order in pizza. This is the best part. I love it. Like last time we did it, then suddenly the pizza guy arrived with like stacks of pizzas.
Yeah.
And there was a bar, so VAC set up a bar as well. And here's the great elements of a trivia night. It's not just the winning table that wins stuff.
Mm.
There's also things like the silent auction. I love a silent auction.
So do I.
This
love
is
a
how
silent
it works.
Auction.
I can see Jessie's just going, I have no idea.
Oh, please do explain. Well, speaking. For our dear listeners out there, please explain to us what a silent auction is.
It's kind of like eBay, but on paper.
Okay.
So you've got an item. Let's just say, oh my God, it's a food hamper. Woo! I love a hamper. I love a hamper.
Oh, gotta love a
There's
hamper.
A bit of paper with lines on it. And what you do is you write down your name and you write down your bid. So, you know, it's like, here's a hamper to the value of $150. And you go, 10. And then somebody else will come along and write after you.
Oh, right,
50.
Yes.
And so then, and gotcha. So there's a time limit. So the silent auction closes, you know, 5 minutes after the last question. And then I get the delight of the time call. And I love it. 2 minutes until the end of the silent auction. And you do that. And then it's the countdown, 10, 9. And anybody caught writing while when it's time's up, they're, no, it's not counted, just like eBay. And so you have to hit them away with sticks.
Can somebody hand me Janet's coffee? You need no more caffeine.
It's true.
So how do you ensure that everybody is actually answering correct? Do you actually pass your answers across to the next table or are they collected by someone and marked together?
I love the method of, okay, swap your sheets with another team,
yep.
or go through the answers together and mark them together.
Yeah.
And so that's it. So
I think that's a good way to do it. Keeps it fair, you know.
It does, and I always.
Oh, no, because the last time I was there, like, they'd be like, no, that was a half answer. You ain't getting that.
Oh, no, they didn't.
No, well, that's exactly what I would go, because you don't get an answer half right.
No, that's like, true.
It's like when somebody tries something really half-assed and just puts down the first name, where you go, no.
It is a trivia night after all,
yeah,
isn't it?
You got to get it right.
Yeah.
It's like one of my stock standard answers when somebody says, what about blah? And I go, no, the only reason you can't have a point for that is because it's wrong.
Yep.
That's the only reason.
Absolutely.
Well, this is Well on Joy 94.9.
Hi there, this is Tanya Joko and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
This is Well on Joy 94.9 and we were just chatting off air, so we got a little bit distracted there.
As
Janet,
we do.
We were just having too good a time.
We were.
Here.
So today we're joined by Janet McLeod, who's the Short and Girlier Trivia Night host. The Short and Girlier Trivia Night will be held on June the 7th. And to book your tickets, please go to vicaids.asn.au. $20 for singles, $180 for a table. Janet, Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, as I was mentioning off air, I don't like to boast, but I'm on once a fortnight ABC Radio 2:30 in the morning.
You're kind of a big deal. Okay, you're kind of a big deal, Janet. It's okay.
Or if you're present.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if you listen between the hours of 2:30 a.m. and 3:30 a.m.
There you go.
Every second Tuesday, you can hear me as a special guest on the overnights program with Trevor Chappell. We just talk about stuff and people ring in and it's brilliant. I love it. There's I've got a good listenership of elderly insomniacs and interstate truck drivers.
Oh,
if ever I wanted to hitchhike around Australia, I reckon I would be able to do it. I might get
absolutely
molested, but I think I'd be able to do it. So I do that. I also I produce live comedy shows as well, and thus there's the Short and Girly Comedy Gala at the end of the year. But every Monday night, I've got a stand-up comedy night called Local Laughs at a place called the Local Tap House, which is an awesome venue.
Oh, great. Whereabouts is that?
So in Carlisle Street, near the corner of Chapel. So just over from the town hall, just up from the library. There you go.
Oh, good.
And so the Local Tap House, we have a lot of fun. Oh, there you go. Last night, one of our special people was the fabulous Adam Richard.
Oh, I love Adam.
Great,
I noticed
friend
you did the
joy
hands when you said the fabulous.
I had
that's
to.
What you have to do. It's a
fabulous
trademark.
Adam Richard. Yes, there you go. Murray will explain to anybody out there who's not in the room with us what I'm doing.
She's all over the place.
It's helpful. So it's a really great stand-up comedy night where I just I pretty much put on a night that I want to see, and then luckily other people come along. So I do that. I've also got one in Echuca once every few months.
Oh my goodness! Is there anything you don't do?
It is fun, and there's also Cinema Fiasco. I don't know if anybody here has been to that.
No, what's that?
Okay, my friend Jeff and I have been watching. Let's just say. Technically and artistically deficient movies, for a couple of decades together. And so we've got a show, which is, it's a live show that we do at the Astor and Cinema Nova and a couple other places. And it is, we show a shit movie and we talk about it while it's on. It's a live commentary. And so our next one.
Oh, while it's on.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of background, like commentating.
It's like a DVD
that
commentary.
Sounds like fun.
But live. So the next one we're doing is July 25th at the Astor, and we're doing Hercules, which is Lou Ferrigno, who used to play the Incredible Hulk in the 1970s television. It's special. Oh, it's a very special movie. It's a very special script, and the acting is excellent.
So, Janet, how did you actually get your start in comedy?
It was completely by accident. I fell into it. In fact, there you go. Jeff, who I do Cinema Fiasco with, and I lived in Ballarat. And we were both involved in the Ballarat theatre sports scene. And when I moved to Melbourne...
Theatre sports?
Theatre
in terms
sports
of, like, people would joust over
no,
comedy?
No,
like
not a sports setting.
Improvised comedy theatre games.
I'm with you.
I saw that confused look on your face.
He just went, This sort of veil fell over Adam's eyes, just going, I don't understand. Yeah. Jousting? Well, Ballarat, Cryle Castle, hey. And so improvised theatre games. And so when I came to Melbourne, I just got involved in that, and there was a bit of a crossover between stand-up comedy, and I started helping behind the scenes and eventually kind of went on stage. And then then in the 90s I started hosting trivia nights, and that's where I love hosting things.
So the host of a trivia night is different to the person asking the questions, is that correct?
No, that's it.
So you ask the questions as well? Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, that's it. It's
so how do you come up with all the questions?
Well, so
that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Thanks,
maybe that should be one of the questions on the trivia night.
Okay, the answer is, you know what I do is a lot of the time I'll come up with a question and not know the answer when I think I wonder, I wonder how many countries in Europe begin with a vowel that isn't an A, because most of them start with an A. And you look it up and you go, oh, there you go, that's the answer. So sometimes it's coming up with a question.
Can
first
you do one and ask? Can you ask us a question that you've asked before and between the three of us try and answer it?
Oh, do you want to...
This could be a little bit embarrassing, guys, so we'll try it anyway.
Embarrassing.
Okay. What is
keep
the...
Keep it simple.
I'll go a geography one.
Love that.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Okay, this is it. It's all right.
I'm going to regret this, aren't I?
It is all right because it's Europe, so it's Eurovision, okay? All right. Which European country is the most westerly. The most westerly. The most western country in Europe.
Can you tell us what it starts with?
Portugal.
Not bad. It's one of the... That's in the top four most westerly, though. So,
are we including UK?
Yes, it's part of
Europe. Oh, then it would be Ireland.
You'd think that, but it's not.
No, it wouldn't.
There's another one.
So is it Norway?
What's it start with?
It's... it'll give it away. I'll give it away, though. It's not Ireland.
Iceland.
Yay!
Oh, my God. Everybody forgets about Iceland.
I know. Think
Iceland.
Who remembers about Iceland?
I think even Iceland forgot about Iceland. That's why they went bankrupt.
I know. I know, but, hey, didn't they bring it out? They pulled it out. They were one of the most successful ones to come out of the GFC. Good on you, Iceland.
Oh, good on you, Iceland. Let's not forget about them.
Yeah. And they didn't kick their citizens to the curb.
No, but that's the thing about trivia as well. You learn so much, don't you? And then you can just use that the next time you have casual conversations. So did you know?
You know what else? The favourite type of trivia question that I ever ask is one where you go, oh, I should know this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good way to refresh your general knowledge, isn't it?
Look, if there's a what year am I question and people are going, oh, yeah, okay, oh, yeah, Jumanji and this thing, they were all released in, oh, okay.
94.
It's usually, not bad.
Adam, 95. I want you on my table.
He got it right.
Oh, did he?
I think from memory. Hang on. I asked two questions in a row. One was the answer was 1994. The next one was 1995. So yeah, I think that's about right. That's it. And sometimes there's ones that you just connect to how old you were at the time.
Yeah.
You've got a little memory. It's especially handy if something's happened when you've been at school.
Definitely.
You'll go, oh, I was in year 8 when that happened.
No, I'm pretty excited. Sounds like a pretty good night.
Yeah.
Well, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Each week we talk about topics relating to sex, health and well-being.
And today we're focusing on well-being and discussing the events held at the Victorian AIDS Council, which aim to raise awareness, educate and bring the GLBTI community together.
Today our very special guest is Janik McLeod, who is the host of Short and Girly, a trivia night to be held on the 7th of June. But Janik, you're not the only host of Short and Girly trivia night, are you? Can you tell us about... Who else is hosting or comedy or who else is involved?
I'm the only host of the trivia night on June the 7th, but once it's further down in the year and we're doing the Short and Girly Comedy Gala at the National Theatre.
I love anything that's got gala.
I love a gala.
Who doesn't love a gala?
You just go, oh, that sounds really big and impressive.
Sounds fancy.
And you know what? It is big and impressive. Well, exclusive news, is that just confirmed, in fact, right on my mobile phone right now, one of the hosts of the Short and Girly Comedy Gala, because we're going to have two hosts, one in each half of the night, the fabulous, wonderful Rachel Berger, who is such a great friend.
We love Rachel.
Fantastic. Great friend of me and great friend of Joy, great friend of Vic AIDS Council. She is just so fantastic. Representative World AIDS Day. She's just absolutely astonishingly good. She's been living in Tasmania for the last several years on a boat.
As you do.
She's been living on a boat. She's been such a seafarer. So she's moved back to Melbourne just last week to be a landlubber again.
And we snagged her for this.
And also, just chatting to the fabulous Adam Richard last night, I think he's going to be quite a likely performer on the night.
Cool.
So that's it.
Talking in the break, Janet, about how Short and Girly Trivia Night got its name Short and Girly. And that's in reference to the Comedy Gala.
The Comedy Gala, because the Comedy Gala was first stage a number of years back. There was another producer for the very first one. And then luckily they got it right and got me to produce the others.
Sounds about right to me.
Well, because I love doing things. One of my main aims with a fundraiser is to raise funds. And I really just do a smell of an oily rag so we can get all the money. And so that style definitely suited the purposes of this show, the Short and Girly Comedy Gala. So, in fact, I think you'll find that the name Short and Girly was the fabulous Colin Petrucci came up with that one.
That does not surprise me.
Colin Petrucci.
See, that's
That's it. Short and girly. So he was the genius behind that one.
Okay, so the Short and Girly Trivia Night is actually a fundraiser.
Mm.
So the actual Short and Girly comedy gala can actually be put on. That's right.
That's correct, because of course there's always costs involved with any production. Like, you have to have a deposit for the theatre. I mean, they give us very good rates, the National Theatre. We love you, National Theatre. Hello, Linda. But there's all those things like advertising and bits and pieces and things like that. So if you've got those covered, then it means that any ticket costs just, it's pure profit there for the fundraiser, and it means you could just come up with a good block of cash.
Yeah.
There you
Absolutely.
Go. So that's it. And also, the other reason to put on the Trivia Night, it's fun! That's pretty much it. It's great fun.
Absolutely.
It is a great unifying thing. And so if you've got an organisation out there, if you're part of a work group or, you've got a you want a function, you want a work function.
Come along.
Get a table.
Visit the bar. Have some pizza.
Yeah, exactly. If you get a table together, it means you've got your little gang. And especially good if you belong to an organisation and you know another organisation, you can kind of,
compete against each other.
It's very reasonably priced as well. $20 for a single, $180 for a table of 10.
I mean,
it's a cheap night out.
Exactly. What are you going to buy? I'd throw a wet sponge at a dog for $20. I mean, at a church fair. I don't know.
Hopefully not a Chuck's.
Well, on that note, we're just going to listen to a quick song. This is called, but we were trying to figure out what this song is. I don't know if I've heard it. It's called Some Kind of Love by Rye Cummings. So I guess we'll listen to it
and then figure
out what it is. But this is Well on Joy 94.9.
More of your favourite shows. Joy 94.9.
This is Well on Joy 94.9. And I had no idea what that song was, but I liked it.
Yeah, it was
pleasant.
Well, we've actually had a couple of messages come through.
Oh.
So the first one is from a person called Carlos, who said he'd like to get involved. So, Carlos, you know how to do that because you work at the Victorian AIDS Council, so you know how to book a table. Alan was saying, great song, guys. That was ages ago, so I assume it was about the Pink song, because that's the only song that he would know.
That is true.
Shade.
Hey, well, great to hear you guys on the radio, and a special hello to Adam. That's Nick from Western Health. Oh, thanks, Nick.
Oh, well, what about the rest of us, Nick? Really? Really?
Lift your game, people. Lift your game.
Apparently.
And then another message from Alan that said, woohoo, yay, well done, Janet. She's a very funny lady. I'm going to post a video of her from YouTube on the Facebook page. If you can promote that on air, that would be great.
Oh.
So the Facebook page for Short and Girly is facebook.com/ Short and Girly.
I don't even know what video that would be. I'm slightly worried.
It's not a compromising position
kind
of video.
Could be a sex tape. Who knows?
So today we've got in the studio with us, joined by Janet McLeod, who is not only the host of Short and Girly Trivia Night, which is held on the 7th of June, but is also a host of the Short and Girly Comedy Gala, which is held after that later on in October, around the 25th.
Although producer, I think, is more the producer.
I think we need to focus on serious things now.
Oh, yeah. What's
we
that?
Need to talk about trivia tactics.
Spot on.
What have you seen? What can you give us a heads up?
Murray, here's what I'll always tell people. This is what I always see trivia teams do. You'll always see these people go, I told you. This is one of my favourite things. It's one of my favourite things to see. I told you. Because what happens is that somebody will come up with an answer and the other people question it. And the person who has come up with the answer may not think that they especially know it. It's just that it's in their subconscious. This is the best thing I will tell you. When you hear a question, if something's popped into your head, just say it out loud, because that's it. It's probably a subconscious thing that you've got down.
But not too loud, because other tables are listening.
Don't yell it. And so here's the thing. It's 80% of the time that thing that you've said is correct.
Yeah.
And it's only when other people go, are you sure? Because it could be this. And that's when it starts to unravel. Maybe it's this, or maybe it's this, or maybe it's that. Do you know that? No, I'm just saying it could be. So they're the people who are the most dangerous on a trivia team. But maybe it's this people, because they
throw doubt.
Yeah, they
exactly.
throw
doubt. Doubt so the person, throwers, honestly.
The person who's just gone, Vanuatu. Oh, are you sure? Is it Vanuatu or could it be Fiji? Oh, I don't know. I've just said Vanuatu and I'm not sure why. It's because you've watched a documentary in the past and gone, oh, yeah, that's the answer.
So what you're saying is go with your instinct.
Go with your instinct.
First thing that pops into your head.
Honest to God, 80% of the time that thing is correct.
And unless you've got somebody who's got a concrete idea, then yeah, that's it. Now, here is a great example. I run a Sunday night trivia night, my weekly trivia night at the local tap house, where I also run my comedy night.
Oh.
But I host the trivia night. I just produce the comedy night and hang out at the bar and laugh. And so on Sunday night, this is a great example. The question was, the Edinburgh military tattoo is 64 years old this year. Oh, happy birthday, the military tattoo in Edinburgh. What musical instrument is essential for a military tattoo? That was the question. And the answer is...
A trombone?
I was going to say trombone.
I wasn't going to say anything.
The essential instrument is a drum. Because you are beating a tattoo.
I was thinking that.
Where it came from. Because there was the tap toe was actually it. It was all about soldiers in Flanders, British Army soldiers in Flanders, just doing a bit of R&R and out in the town drinking. And so then they'd send a drummer playing retreat to go through the town. And so all the landlords in all the pubs would go, oh, looks like it's time to send the soldiers home. And they would have to tap toe.
Oh, I like that.
The tap was turned off.
Well, obviously I would have got that question wrong. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
On Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And I was certainly reminiscing to that song.
Love that song. We're talking with Janet McLeod, who is the producer of the Short and Girly Trivia Night, which will be held on the 7th of June. So it's important to know that if you want to book tickets for this event, please go to www.vicaids.asn.au or call Alan, our events coordinator at the Victorian AIDS Council. It's $20 for a single, or $180 for a table of 10, which is great value.
Exactly, and and you can win prizes, and even if you don't get the main prize...
I think you mentioned that, you can win prizes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to mention the prizes.
You got to mention the prizes. You know, you'll probably get a bottle of wine or something.
Each. I'm there.
Yeah, I reckon each, rather than just hear everybody do a shot of wine. There's some things you do and don't do shots of, isn't there?
Absolutely.
A shot of wine is like... Well,
no.
I believe that
there's a no to that question. Everything can be shot of.
I was going to say, they do shots of wine at some churches, so fair enough.
There you go.
And a shot of biscuit. I don't know if you do a shot of food, though.
No.
No, we should give it a shot, though. That's right.
So other than the wine, what else have we got?
Well, there are going to be lots of things in the silent auction and the auction. Mm-hmm. So, as I mentioned before, I love a hamper, and Alana's already told me that there's some hampers. I'm putting together a special hamper as well.
Ooh.
It's a scary hamper, so it's got Halloween decorations and things like that.
Oh,
I happen to have adopted a whole lot of Halloween things recently, and I've got too many for my purposes, so I thought, you know what? Why don't I make a scary hamper?
That sounds practical. Someone could use it for themselves.
Now, there's also an awesome game that we're going to be playing, which is the coin toss game, where you get a bottle of booze, right? I think it's going to be a bottle of vodka.
I'm building a profile of you here, Janet.
I know.
I have to let you know that.
I know. It's getting a bit unfortunate. I'll get off this tragic path. And so you get a bottle of vodka or similar, and you put it near a wall, and you've got a line on the floor. And people have to push a gold coin or throw a gold coin towards it. You're not allowed to hit the bottle. You're not allowed to hit the wall behind it. Whoever's coin ends up closest to will win the bottle of booze. Some people do it for ages. Honest to God, I was down at Balnarring on Saturday doing a preschool fundraiser. Big hello, Balnarring Preschool. And... There were no children there. It was only adults.
Okay.
It was
only adults. I will double check that. Did you see me?
Okay. And they played that for ages. Bottle of Jack Daniels, and they were just there for...
When there's the right motivation, isn't it? People get really involved.
Exactly. It was really good fun.
So you're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
And this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And guys, can you believe it? We've actually come to the part of the show where we're wrapping up.
Oh, my God.
It just time flies when you've got good company.
When it sure does.
Time flies when I'm rattling on.
I'm sure you've been told that once or twice before.
So last mention of what we were discussing today, on the 7th of June, we've got the Short and Girly Trivia Night. And you can book tickets on going to our website on www.vicaids.asn.au.
And so just as a quick sort of wrap up, what type of comedy is it?
Oh, at the gala at the end of the year.
Like, is it like improv or is it stand-up or is it interactive or?
Well, so.
Janet doesn't know whether she can do this quickly, do you?
No, once we get to the October the 25th, it's going to be mostly stand-up musical stuff as well. It's all people that are, incredibly great, and there are also people who are really famous.
So, oh, wow.
So, you know, some of our regulars from the past, Denise Scott, Judith Lucy, Rachel Berger, who we're so happy. I'm so happy she's going to be doing it again. And so it's mostly been, it's predominantly been ladies in the past, but we're doing Short and Girly with a bit of Burly.
There's going to be
boys as well, because it's always just been a theme. We'll have Short and Girly, so it's all female lineup. But we're going to be doing the Touch of Burly this year as well. So
okay, and so it's all on the one night.
Yes, so we'll have sort of half and half. And that's it. But you know what? There'll probably be some mixing up. There's going to be just some things that'll be happening throughout the night that maybe little storylines might even be occurring. So it's going to be quite special. And of course, for those who are wondering, those who have been before, yes, the Archway of Balloons will be back. It's my favourite sort of stage set to have. It's completely composed of helium balloons. Great to set up, and also at the end of the night, pop, 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 absolutely. Pop, 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 pop.
That's fantastic. Well, look, thanks very much for coming in today, Janet. It's been absolutely amazing.
I really can't.
I'm so excited for this trivia night.
Oh, you're going to have a great time. Well, thank you very much. Because, of course, as we're saying, well-being very much associated with positivity and laughter.
Absolutely.
And of course, joy, not just the radio station, the emotion.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.